Yeah.
That's just like when Wolverine finally retired. Who in the hell is going to play that part?
You are now opening the doors to another dimension. Through time and space, you've arrived at the Trouble Zone, where your self-defense, self-protection, and education about your situational awareness is put to the test on nationfirst.us. The Trouble Zone. Now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, D. Parker, a.k.a. The Trouble Guy, Army veteran who specializes in weapons training, logistics, and the CEO of Trouble Defense, LLC.
And I'm D. Keith Jordan, Army veteran, IT specialist, and lead firearms instructor with Trouble Defense, LLC.
And you are now entering the Trouble Zone on nationsfirst.us.
On nationfirst.us, feel free to tweet us your questions because we have your answers at the Trouble Zone or GI_Nation. You can also contact us on our Facebook page, The Trouble Zone.
The Trouble Zone was created to keep you informed with the latest gun talk, to provide you with the safety defensive tips to keep you and your family protected from today's crime. Tune in for a fun-filled educational hour with us.
Our veterans have served their country and risked all to save our freedoms. This station is for them and about them. Nation First aims to tell their stories, give points of view, and shine the spotlight on all the heroes, both veterans and civilians, that believe in the American way of life.
Now, this show, this is going to be a great show today because we're going to talk about how shooting is therapeutic. That's right. Suck it all in. Shooting is therapeutic. And we have some pretty good points. We have some facts, we have some fun facts, and I'm just going to give you my pretty much opinion about the situation. So, just to jump right in on this, shooting is therapeutic for me. I can speak for myself. I don't care what type of crappy day I may have. I can go to the range and shoot the target, and everything goes away. Life is good. What about you, Keith?
Oh, no, it does. It does. I always tell any student that comes along, it is a great stress relief. You go out there, you fire your targets. Now, I always tell them, you know, you can utilize, you know, your imagination. You picture that what that target being down at the end is whoever or whatever annoyed you. I just tell them, unless you want to get on some sort of list, don't bring any pictures in.
You know what's funny about that? I can actually be mad at a person. And when I go to the range, I don't even think about them. So when I'm shooting, I'm not shooting and saying, die, die. It's not even that.
Well,
it's
not necessarily die. It's so just, you know. Because like I said, I'm never going to do any physical damage to the person themselves.
Yeah.
Especially someone from work. I want to keep my job at least for now. But that doesn't mean that I don't, you know, take those aggressions out, you know. Because I'm the type of person that, you know, I get mad. May end up hitting the wall or something like that, and I hurt my hand more than anything else. But I'm not going to hit the person unless they put their hands on me.
Shooting, it's funny how something like that can be therapeutic. And the best way I can break it down is it's adrenaline rush. You know, just I think you can get that same adrenaline rush from driving fast or doing a lot of other, you know, high-speed things, which, of course, driving fast, you probably wind up in jail. But you go to the range, you know, legally and just enjoy yourself. You can get that same rush and just have a good day. You know, maybe the worst thing about shooting, I'm not going to say angry or to relieve stress. It can be expensive.
Oh, no, it can, especially if you got, you know, if you try to go out and shoot some of the guns like I have, my 44 Special.
Yeah.
Or my 10 millimeter. Now, if I go for my 9, my 380, you know, it's easy pickings. But also, not only the adrenaline, it can also be nostalgia. Yeah. There's a lot of people that grew up and they were, you know, they used to go out to the field and shoot with their father that may have passed away. Yeah. There's veterans that they are used to, you know, just the comfort of sitting there and shooting the firearm. So there's different things. A lot of times the nostalgia, and even you've been out there, you shoot the M16, and just the smell of that gunpowder just kind of remembered. Now, of course, we've had good and bad experiences, but it can remind you some of the good ones.
Yeah.
Because you're having fun.
And not only that, you know, it's funny. You meet people in bars, you meet people in clubs, you meet people in church, and, you know, so many other places. But did you know the most
friendly
people in the world, they're at the range.
Most of the time,
them are pretty friendly.
I mean, I think except for those two weirdos that I had come across one time, everyone was pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, like, just random people that you meet, you know, there. It's been times that I may shoot something, and someone else, they got a new toy, of course, some type of new gun. They say, hey, buddy, you want to shoot it? And they let me shoot their gun. They might even let me use the ammunition. And I have done the same thing. And these are complete strangers. But the good thing about going to the range, we all have that one thing in common. We like to shoot. We're there today at the range, and we can kind of bond.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you can kind of, you enjoy sharing that with somebody who would appreciate it. And that's the whole thing about
it.
Or sometimes, you know, somebody, you know, there's always beautiful girls at the range. Somebody, oh, let me try to impress this girl. Let's see if she wants to shoot this.
Yeah.
All I say, make careful it, you know, brace them or something in case you're trying to put a 50 cal in her hand. Reach around, hold their arm so they don't smack it up in her head. You know, there's different things that can happen. But yeah, overall, it is a good atmosphere. There's a lot of people out there having fun. And everybody's just out there to have a good time, and majority of them at least.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know, the way my bank account is set up, I can't be shooting hundreds and thousands of rounds. So I might go out there if I want to have a good time. I might shoot maybe 200-300 rounds or something like that. With my 45, that's kind of expensive, but with maybe a 9mm, you get a box of 50 for about $17. You probably can go to Walmart, maybe $16 or so.
I mean, if I want to go crazy, I'll just, I've got that 22. I'll do a ton of ammunition with that because it's no big deal. The only thing I don't like is because you would think a 22, it's a tiny bullet. You would think you'd be able to get a magazine that would hold a decent amount.
Nah.
Sucker holds 10.
Nah. And that's probably due to different state laws.
This was made in Germany. It must have been imported by Maryland or something, but it's made in Germany.
I'm pretty sure you can find something for that. But you're right. You know, going to the range, meeting all these friendly faces, you know, shooting, getting that adrenaline rush, you know, all of these things is going on at once. Because sometimes, you know, especially with new people, new customers I've trained, their first experience at the range, they're a little jumpy. And I tell a lot of people, that's your body's defense mechanism. You know, you're hearing all these loud noises and you're in an unfamiliar place. So, of course, you're going to cringe just a little bit. But once you finally calm down and, you know, just know that, hey, you know, this is fun. You know, there's nobody here to hurt me. This is a peaceful place. I have so many people that came out and shot. It's like, I forgot what I was mad about. I was mad about something today. I probably remember it tomorrow. But at that moment, the heck if they know.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you realize, I mean, the only thing I've ever had with, you know, students there, sometimes they're so happy that they forget to put the gun down first before they start turning around. You know, other than that,
everybody
actually,
liked the celebration.
After we get down them a few times, because I always tell them, you can celebrate as much as you want. I've got hearing protection on. I'm not going to hear it, you know, and it's not going to bother me. But plus, you know, I'm used to, you know, loud people. But the thing about it is make sure you set that gun, then do whatever you want to do. I mean,
yeah.
The other day, we had girls dancing and everything behind, you know, while they were waiting. They were having a good old time.
And you know what? This is one thing I love about trouble defense in general. You know, bringing families together and able to celebrate birthdays with people. I think that's amazing. You know, people come to us and say, hey, I don't know what I want to do for my birthday. You know, we give them different packages and say, hey, you know, you can come out and shoot. And they bring their family and friends. And, you know, we shoot, like you said, they're out there dancing, and it's a great day. And people come out of the range. I've never had no one come out of the range unhappy. Everybody, if anything, they're unhappy because it's like, oh, man, it's over, you know?
I don't know. I did have one person, but for some reason, she just, and it was kind of funny because the person she was with said that she really didn't like seeing her shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of didn't, she kind of left. And it was that person's birthday. But other than that, and one that I think she got really so emotional because she was doing good in shooting. Yeah. She ended up leaving.
Yeah, but
those
a lot
are
of
only
times.
Two experiences. But and out of the many of people we've trained, you're always going to have a few exceptions.
And a lot of times, you know, people get emotional like that because you don't know what they had to go through in their life. You know, it could have been something traumatic. You know, I've helped so many people face those fears of firearms. But you know what? We're going to go on a break right now. When we come back, I'm going to have some facts. Some facts about why it's therapeutic. But don't worry, D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
We'll be back on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation. Like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone. And check out our Twitter at The Trouble Zone. Later.
For over 100 years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with healthcare, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alvin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, you're red, you're blue at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us. And seriously, thank you so much.
Listening to The Trouble Zone on nationfirst.us. In a society where crime is running rampant and self-protection is key to your survival, The Trouble Zone brings you the latest news and topics that may save your life.
Welcome back to The Trouble Zone with D. Parker
and D. Keith Jordan
on nationsfirst.us. I feel good. I'm relieved. I'm stress-free.
Oh, no, I am.
Are you
too.
Stress-free?
Well, I don't know. I came from my other job before I came to here. But, you know, we're having a good time relaxing.
But for the most part,
so it's not that, you know, it actually gets out pretty easy.
And we're going to be pretty much stress-free because we shoot a lot.
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, I came from a military post, so I don't have anything till I go home. But
yeah, we shoot a lot.
We shoot a lot. We have good time. We release our stresses.
Woo-sah. That's
now,
my woosah.
Now, there's a lot of things out there about why shooting is a
Let's
good therapy.
Let's get to the facts.
Things about it. You know, when it comes to shooting, your whole body, you kind of have to in tune your whole body with it. Your stance, the position, your mind, balance. You got to be steady. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, when you're doing it, you're dealing with the sound coming from the gun. You pay attention to hitting the target.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of that stuff can be soothing and satisfying to a lot of people that are used to it. And sometimes people even get a little bit more of a, you know, enjoyment or even just a temporary rush when they shoot a higher caliber.
I agree.
You know, there's actually professional therapists that sometimes use gun therapy with their clients. They improve, you know, a sense of responsibility. You know, they can be used good now. They've got to be with healthy minds. But it's a sport. It's an art. I always tell people that when we go through all the different fundamentals on what to do to shoot, think of it like training for a sport.
Yeah.
Wrestling. If you're out there wrestling, you see people that do that. They practice the same move over and over and over, day in and day out.
I agree.
So, you know, you're kind of gaining a muscle memory. You do the same thing with shooting. So when you pull that gun out, boom, it just happens. It's not, you know, any type of, you know, don't have to think about all those things.
Definitely. And you were telling me, we were talking offline, and we were talking about certain soldiers using it, you know, as therapy. And that helps them, you know, get back. No, because it can be rough as a veteran. You know, a lot of people don't understand. It can be really rough on a veteran for that transformation between, you know, a veteran and going straight civilian. It can get tough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because one of my old bosses, between him and his son, they actually take a lot of soldiers, a lot of veterans out to the range and take them, and they go through shooting with them and practicing all that stuff. And a lot of times, it just kind of puts them into a zone that, you know, some of them, you know, you might not want them to, you know, do this on their own. But,
yeah,
you know, you could put them into that still situation where it's a more controlled atmosphere. And they can get a lot of that, you know, sometimes it's stress relief. Sometimes, like I said, it can be, you know, more nostalgic or whatever.
Yeah. And the rehabilitation that you was talking of before, you know, to get not even just soldiers, just average people, you know, mind clear and just in tune to what everything is going on. And I've personally used it so many times. You know, I've been at the range and I might not have had a good day at all. Everything in the world seems like it all went wrong. And we're going to get that. You know, people, we're gonna have bad days. I mean, that's human nature. But it's up to you to find out what you're going to do about that bad day to make it even better, you know, a better day. And I go to the range.
See, there you go. That's where you're using it for the release of tension and stress. You do that, plus you kind of tie in, of course, I know you and your more competitive nature,
mm-hmm.
you get the different targets, then you start trying to focus on what is my goal to today. Am I going to use just my right hand, just my left hand, both
yeah.
hands? Am I going to try to aim here? Am I going to try to aim there? Am I going to bring out one of these zombie ones and just try to destroy them? It all depends on, and everybody, that's just, you know, what kind of mood you're into, how you're going to do at that time.
Well, we're going to jump right into What the Duck. One of my favorite sessions. I'm pretty sure you got some good stuff for me today.
All right. Now, the funny thing is we've got, there is a female. Some people will do just about anything, but she wanted to show her loyalty to her man.
That's right.
Now, loyal, you know, it best. Sounds good in theory. It sounds good in theory till you realize what she did.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Oh, my God. She actually tattooed his name on her face. And when I say his name on her face, I mean his name her face. It covers up the whole half.
You guys are definitely going to have to check this out.
And his name is only Russ. R-U-S. I mean,
she has the whole side of her face with the word Russ spelled. That's a dedicated woman.
I would like to say committed. I would like to put it as committed because, honestly, that's somebody who probably should get committed because from the picture, it looks like it's possible that she was a very beautiful female. I can't tell because I got this big red and black thing all over her face. Now, it's just red ink. But, of course, you know, it's a kind of sensitive area, so
yeah,
it's now all red from that, you know, and it went over from her ear it's a lot. Right over the middle of her lips.
Now, as we hear the duck hunt in the background, that's what's probably going to happen to this guy if he ever try to leave her.
I don't know. That's kind of seems like the really... That seems like someone who is way too submissive. Now, if she snaps, I can definitely that happen. It could probably have happened right after she got home. Because if her dad saw that, I mean...
I'm pretty sure alcohol was involved. I'm almost 100% alcohol was involved.
Or antidepressants or something that you know, had him in a different wrong frame of mind.
Definitely. So what do you got for the next one?
Next one we got is really funny. They've got all these different types of roller coaster rides and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
There's one. It's called the Slingshot. There's a video. You know, of course, they take pictures and videos of you on these a lot of times on these things because they can be funny, the reactions you get. Well, you got this kid. He decided to get his big brother to go on this ride called the Slingshot.
Uh-huh.
As they're starting off and they're going back into the position, the older brother starts crying and screaming, "Oh, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't like you. How did you talk me into this? You come up with the worst things. How did you do it? Get me off of this. And, of course,
too late. Slingshot.
You can hear the mom and the dad up in the top sitting there saying, "Yeah, kind of late now," you know, type of thing going on. Then it goes up in the little brother's trying to comfort the older brother. It's not gonna be that bad. As they go, the older brother screams so much and gets so crazy, he literally passes out. He's out cold. His arms flailing and going up and down.
Oh, I seen that one.
And not only once, then he wakes up and starts screaming, and he passes out a second time.
That is my favorite one of all times. I can watch that video hundreds of times.
And the little brother sitting there holding on to the harness going, "Woo, woo, woo." He's happy because I mean, he was literally knocked out twice. I mean, it was so funny because he woke up and he's just sitting there, boom, he's just back out again.
Now, shooting firearms gives you a pretty good that adrenaline rush, as we speak of, and pretty sure roller coasters give you the same. I don't want to train this guy. But a simple fact, I don't want him to be shooting and pass out.
Oh, I know. That would be crazy because you don't know where that fire. I mean, we're already worried about people hitting the... Well, not as much our students, but worried about people at the range, the ceiling.
Shooting the ceiling and stuff.
I mean, he's going to shoot the ceiling straight above because he's going to fall down. It's going to be... he's going to look like one of those cartoon characters with the arms going straight up.
But you know what? We're not going to end quite yet, but I want to talk a little bit more about this because now the more I think about it, this can help so many people. Now, of course, you have to have a sound mind first. You got to be a sound mind person. But it can help so much more people. And I'm thinking this should be something that can be implemented in a lot of different hospitals, you know, as a type of therapy. Because this is a therapy now.
Well, it can also be done in other ways. It doesn't have to be just the therapy part. You've also got, there's different ones. There's a group in New Hampshire that plans to take veterans out and take them hunting. So now they get this therapy. Now, these are veterans in need. So not only are they getting therapy, they're getting food.
Nice.
So they're using this as a combination. So you're bringing everything together.
All in one. The best thing for it. But I hope you guys learned something today. And I hope you really give this some thought and give us your feedback. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are now exiting the Trouble Zone with D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @GI_Nation. Like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone. And check out our Gun of the Week at The Trouble Zone. Later.
Listening to The Trouble Zone on NationFirst.us, in a society where crime is running rampant and self-protection is key to your survival, The Trouble Zone brings you the latest news and topics that may save your life.